Hello, what's up, what it do, and welcome to the Al Boost Podcast. My name is Al Sawaz, and I'm your vibrant host. Okay, guys, as promised, today I'm bringing you Boosted Mondays. I don't know if I'm gonna stick to that name, though. I haven't decided, but it's happening already, right? Okay, so basically, this is a very, very short, quick, fast episode that is aimed at being like an energy drink for your week, like an espresso for your week, something short and quick, but something to help you, keep you motivated, keep you encouraged, keep you boosted, baby, keep you living a boosted lifestyle, right? So today, our Monday boost is going to be coming from, drum roll somebody, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, something common, something to start off the week with goodness and okay, Philippians 4 verse 8, and it reads, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Okay, so you know, sometimes we get overcome by anxiety, especially when we're starting a new week. There's this whole Monday energy, I like to call it, like where everything's just like, hey, you're coming from a lit weekend, you're coming from rest, you're coming from peace, and then Monday just chooses violence because Monday is Monday, because I don't know what it is about the nature of Monday, but I'm going to try to change that with these Boosted Mondays by giving you something short and sweet like this, right? So sometimes we enter the week and we have a lot on our minds. But the word of God here is encouraging us to focus on everything that is true, everything that is noble, whatever that it is that is right, whatever is pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. If you look at all these words, they are all words with positive connotations, right? Which means they're words that exude. Come on, English somebody. Which means they're words that overflow with positive energy. So you see, in this sense and in this way, positive energy is biblical because all of these words are meant to evoke a positive emotion in you, a positive line of thinking. And if you think positively, your soul, your spirit and your body respond to the positivity in your soul. Okay, let me explain that a little bit. So, you know, as Christians, or if you're not, if you're listening to this for the first time, let me take you quickly. We're made out of three components. Okay, let me put it like that. The body, the soul, and the spirit. The soul is your mind, will, and emotions. So imagine if you filled your soul, that is your mind, will, and emotions, with stuff that is good. You focus your mind on stuff that is true, that is praiseworthy, that is noble, that is right, that is pure, right? All of that positive energy, it then impacts your spirit man and your body to be in alignment with positive energy, right? And now when we go deeper and say, think about what is true, let's think about one thing that checks all these boxes. If we take this verse as a checklist, one thing that really ticks each and every box is God himself. So if you focus your mind on God and your spirit and your body follow after the focus that you're having on God, everything's supposed to go the way it's supposed to go, because God doesn't fail. God doesn't leave us alone. He doesn't leave us nor forsake us. God cares for us. It says so in his word when he says, cast your burdens on me because I care for you. So if you focus your mind on all these positive things that the Bible's encouraging us to focus on, you'll see that all that anxiety that you're facing, all of these negative thoughts, you begin to combat them, you begin to go against them, and you begin to have a more positive mindset. Let me tell you another benefit of having a positive mindset. You know how we say God is always present? But how come we don't always feel his presence? It's not because God's not there. He is. But it's because we are not cognizant of his presence. What do I mean? It means that we're not conscious of his presence. The consciousness of his presence is lacking. But when you focus your mind on God, when you focus on your mind on all that is true, that is praiseworthy, and all these other things that this verse has given us, then you increase your consciousness to the presence of God. And baby, both you and I know when God is present, things are led. When God's present, deliverance is happening. Good things are happening. Blessings are happening. Healing is happening. Somebody say the money is coming. The money is coming. When we are in the presence and cognizant of the presence of the Lord, He will direct our path. He will cause you to dodge certain things this week, just because you focused your mind on Him. And with that, remember to like, to comment, to subscribe, to share this with somebody you feel like they need some encouragement. Don't be selfish, baby. Don't be selfish, child of God. Share it with someone. Share it with your mom, even. She's going to be proud of you because you're listening to the word of God and stuff like this. So, yes, may God bless you again. And may God increase you again. And bye.